Comedy Capers. Dear old playmates, Frank Gill Jr., the fireman's child,
and Bill Damling, just a visiting fireman,
invite you to come to our house, where the cast of Comedy Capers is ready to join you in a big party. Come along and wear your old clothes.
Day after day I'm waiting patiently, and when the salty wind is blowing from the sea, I pretend that it's the breeze that's filling the sail, that's moving the ship, that's bringing my honey back to me. I always keep my window open wide. I like to let the friendly breeze come right inside, and pretend that it's the breeze that's filling the sail, that's moving the ship, that's bringing my honey back to me. Mr. Wind, keep blowing stronger, 'cause I must have that gal of mine. Every day seems so much longer, don't forget it's daylight saving time. I get so lonesome waiting days and weeks, but every breath of air that lingers on my cheek seems to whisper it's the breeze that's filling the sail, that's moving the ship, that's bringing my honey back to me.
Welcome, playmates, welcome. In honor of this glad occasion, I'm going to have young Demling here whimper a ballad. The drinking song, Noses Are Blooming in Bacardy. I think you'd like that.
It's about time, too.
Quiet, please. Our Willie is so bald-headed that he has to tie a string around his forehead so he'll know how far up to wash his face. You know
now,
I mean?
Look, Jill, never mind the cracks, huh? Why aren't you with your girl at this point?
You're asking me riddles? Listen, last night I was over to her house.
Yeah?
The lights were out.
Yeah?
Then I noticed a little tiny light at the end of the room.
Tiny light?
Yeah. So I went over to put it out.
Yeah. Did you put it out?
No, it put me out. It was the end of her father's cigar. You know what I mean?
That's good.
I like it. I found that one tattooed on my grandfather's wooden leg.
Hey, look over there. Look, there's the sheriff.
Not the sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff.
I'll be you then.
I'll be you, Frank. Sheriff. My gladness. Top of the morning, Sheriff. Top of the morning.
Go to Hop Horner in the morning. Or are you going to have?
No,
what do you wear?
No, top of the morning. It's an expression used in Ireland, where my ancestors came from. You know what I mean? You know all about Ireland, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I ought to. I used to go with a girl who worked in the laundry.
Was she Irish?
What?
I said, was she Irish?
No, she's Polish.
Well, what has that got to do with Ireland?
I thought you said ironing.
No.
Oh, yes, I know all about Ireland. That's that little island over there that's made famous by, who was it, Mother McCormick and John McCree.
John McCree. No. Well, the words are all there. We're lucky. What have you been doing with yourself lately?
Well, I went down to Pomona to see a friend of mine. Just got here from Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's feeling pretty low.
Pretty low?
Oh, yeah. Just got divorced.
Well, that's too bad. What did he get a divorce for?
Well, he had to get divorced. His clothes got to looking terrible, Franklin.
Well, you mean that his wife wouldn't clean his clothes?
His nose?
No, his clothes.
Well, you see, it's like this. Every time he'd go to work, his wife would entertain her boyfriends. And then when he'd come home unexpectedly, they'd all hide in the wardrobe and in the closet.
Uh-huh.
He just had to get a divorce so he'd have some place to hang up his clothes.
I can understand that, too, yeah. Maybe he wasn't good to her. Maybe they lived a life of incompatibility.
Lived with Pat and Billy who?
I mean, Sheriff, that maybe he wasn't so kind.
Blind? Oh, no, he could see just as good as you or me could.
All right. Did he aid her with her work?
Pay her for her work? Why, he married her. He didn't hire her.
No. It's possible that he didn't understand her train of thought.
Well, Franklin, I guess he was only the caboose to her train of thought.
Well, did he... I'm wrong. Did he go places with her?
Make faces at her? Well, now, that would be kind of childish, wouldn't it?
No. Did he take her to a restaurant for dinner once in a while? You know, it's hard on a woman to have to cook and eat every meal.
Oh, yes, I see.
You know
how
it is, yes.
Oh, well, he did that all right. Only trouble was she'd invite all her relatives, and when the check had come around, they'd all be looking out the window.
And he'd get the check.
Exactly. He was what they call their after-dinner mint.
That's all I want to know. Frank,
get me up early in the morning, will you? I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
Do you want to come along? Huh?
No, not me. I'm all washed up for that game. Last time I went out, I got my lines all tangled up.
Oh, not so good, huh?
Yeah, well, finally I got so tangled up in the lines that the guy walked up to me and asked me what I was knitting. You know what I mean?
Knitting.
Boys, I got news.
And a big one, too.
I said news, not nose.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I said, did you hear it? The president from the California University has stopped all kinds of necking.
At his age, I should think he would.
What can I do, I ask you? What can I do?
Now, never mind, Joe. Gil's been reading old college humors. You just sing and forget it all.
Sing? What should I sing?
Just sing on key and let the tune take care of itself, huh?
It's a pleasure. Yeah. They write songs about roses, all covered with dew and stuff. Then the lines with buzzes, they leave them out in the rough. I love petunias, forget me nerd, so you see. Moonlight and roses don't mean a thing to me. Only a rose I brought to my girl. Only a flower dying away. She slapped my face and called me a cheapskate. I said, my dear, you shouldn't do this. She said, my boy, it's orchids I want. Roses won't do for me. She kicked me out and what is the cause of telling you? Only a rose from me. Boy, if someone asks you a question, did you ever hear of a songwriter making a song from a nasty station?
No.
Of course she didn't. Did you ever hear of a songwriter making a song from a geranium?
No.
Of course not. Did you ever hear of a songwriter making a song from a pansy?
No.
And I'll tell you why you didn't hear songs like these, because they make more roses than songs from roses. Ain't it a shame? And there's my rose. From Washington Square, she gets in my hair, and how she smells from herring. She don't know from nothing much, she just gets me in touch, 'cause all the time she's singing. I'm just a wild rose, though I've got a long nose. It drives me insane when I'm hearing this refrain. Roses are blooming in Piccadilly, in the hush of the silver signs. Roses don't blooming in Piccadilly, 'cause they're growing in a chap's backyard. If I'm catching the buzzer who wrote this song, I will give to him such a bar. For there's one rose that blooms in my memory. That's my Rosie, Rosenberg.
Gil, look, there's Asma. It's about time he was showing up, too.
Asma?
Yeah.
Good old Asma? I hope he hasn't been in jail again.
Again?
Yeah. He just got out. You see, he was in a Pullman porter, and he was tossed in jail for throwing the conductor's cap out of the window.
Throwing the conductor's cap out of the window?
Yeah.
Why, that isn't a jail offense.
I know, but he forgot to take the conductor out of the cap.
I see. Asma, come here, will you? Look, is Asma your real name?
No, sir, that's just my name on the radio.
Well, why do they call you Asma on the radio?
Because I got so many old wheezes.
Yeah, I see. Well, look, if you want to stay at this party, you'll have to do something besides tell old jokes. You'll have to learn to sing or play or something.
Play? That's what I come up here for. I wanted to see if I couldn't play a piece on my bazooka.
A bazooka?
Yes, here it is. Here's a musical instrument that I made myself down home.
Uh-huh.
It's made out of two old pieces of gas pipe and old funnel.
Well, what kind of music do you get out of that?
Would you believe me if I tell you that the music I get out of that thing sound almost exactly like the music you'd expect out of two pieces of gas pipe and an old funnel?
I see. I suppose you want to audition the bazooka.
No, sir, I want to play it.
Pardon me.
Will you play something, please?
Mm-hmm. Hungry at this point. I'm really
so
hungry.
You know, I sent Jean Cowan out to order something for the gang. She should be back any minute. I mean, really.
And here I am.
That's what I call service. Well, Jean, did you get everything?
Well, not exactly. I told the grocer that you said to charge it, and he said, to who?
He should have said, to whom?
But I get what he means. What was the matter?
Well, he said something about a bill that's been going on for about 6 months.
Oh, that. Well, you know how grocers are. They're very commercial. I suppose you sing a song while I go out and see if I can divide a herring into 16. We'll feed the gang. Huh?
Okay, Frank. Lots of luck.
Nightingale. Good evening to you, Mr. Nightingale. I heard you singing to your lady love up above. Keep on warbling, keep on warbling, Nightingale. I think you're telling her a fairy tale, because I heard you promise you'd be true. Shame on you, you're not a nightingale. You know it's time for mating, no time for waiting. It's time to feather your nest. That's why you start persuading, serenading all the little birdies up in the trees, Nightingale. When you go running up and down the scale, you win the heart of everyone I've heard. What a bird, you lucky Nightingale. Each love note you sing tells the world it's spring. Make that echo ring. Play just one more chorus for us. Nightingale, good evening to you, Mr. Nightingale. I heard you singing to your lady love up above. Keep on warbling, Nightingale. I know your pretty song's not for sale, but it's a recipe for love and dreams, pleasant dreams. Good night, Nightingale. Good night.
Playmates, Zeta is Zeta, unless you want to eat the herring's ghost. But we'll have another free-for-all soon, so look for us. Until then, Gil.
And Damling.
Those two old village idiots bid you all.
Goodbye.